Last month, the Department of Homeless Services began using the former Pan American Hotel in Elmhurst, Queens, as a shelter for families. Hundreds of community residents vehemently oppose the move and have organized protests, showing how the city's unprecedented homelessness crisis is continuing to affect some neighborhoods. WNYC's Marella Ivorek reports.
Queens residents went out to the streets to protest the opening of this new shelter on Queens Boulevard. They held signs with messages like, "Stop dumping on Elmhurst," and chanted. Some homeless families fired back at the protesters, who were largely Asian Americans, telling them to go back to China. 19-year-old Linda lives at Pan Am with her boyfriend and their infant twin daughters. One of 185 families currently here. Linda, who didn't want her last name used, says she was saddened by the reaction of Queens residents.
People are actually protesting about living arrangements for people who don't have much. That's ridiculous. You see what the world is coming to. Instead of us wanting to help each other, we're actually trying to demise each other. I hate that. That's really disgusting.
But organizer Rosemary DeRayo says the protests are absolutely necessary. She's the president of the communities of Maspeth and Elmhurst together.
We just don't believe in the whole concept of how the city is handling the homeless problem, and we don't believe what they're doing and sneaking these facilities into communities is the right thing to do either.
DeRayo says residents resent the city for not giving them advance notice about opening the shelter. With another homeless shelter a block away and institutions for people with mental illness and adult care facilities nearby, DeRayo says this densely populated neighborhood feels overburdened.
This really has people upset. They're not going to let it go. They're furious. They said enough is enough.
We are in the midst of an emergency and a crisis.
Camille Rivera is Deputy Commissioner for Communications at the Department of Homeless Services. She says the city didn't inform Queens residents quickly enough about its plans for Pan Am because it urgently needed more beds for new families who are entering the shelter system. A record number of people currently live in the city's shelters, more than 54,000. Of those, 75% are families with children. The city uses hotels and motels as temporary shelters. Rivera says the department is creating a community advisory board now and plans to let Elmhurst residents know about all future developments.
We need our city and our government and our communities to be patient and compassionate during this really hard time.
Vanessa, a domestic violence victim, says she hopes for the same while staying at Pan Am with her son, Jeremiah.
I'm not a bad person. I do what I have to do for my son, and that's it. So you cannot say that I'm going to be a threat to your community.
Meanwhile, Elmhurst residents, unhappy with the responses they got from city officials, say they're organizing another rally today. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivorek.